Hello and welcome to part two of our investment podcast. This week, we'll be looking at how sculptures rate against other alternative investments and identifying the many different opportunities they offer collectors. Here at Rare and Valuable, sculptures are an essential part of what we do, and we are immensely proud of our craft. We specialize in creating bespoke bronze sculptures, crafted from bronze and embezzled with rare colored diamonds. As an investment, this works on two levels. You have the raw assets, colored diamonds and bronze, two investments that have seen huge rises in value. And then you have the individual craftsmanship of each sculpture. Collecting fine art used to be a luxury reserved for the rich and well-connected. Today, however, collecting art is an investment strategy that, with a little key research and effort, can prove to be both enjoyable and lucrative. A recent article in Forbes reported that there have been several times in history where art actually outperformed the S&P 500, and in an uncertain economic climate, they are a tangible asset that can provide decent returns. Collecting sculpture is subject to the same guidelines that govern most other forms of art collecting. The most important rule being, never buy a work unless it genuinely connects with you, and be patient with regard to any potential returns. It is important to note that all art is subjective. What attracts one buyer to an investment may not be the same for everyone else. The main benefit of investing in sculpture, as opposed to other art forms, is that it offers a far more diverse range of work. It also allows investors the chance to own something three-dimensional that can be walked around or interacted with in a much more tangible way. Most importantly, you get to invest in something that you are genuinely passionate about. From an investor's point of view, sculpture is a riskier option than alternative assets such as real estate, wine, share portfolios, etc. But it is worth noting that three times in the last 20 years, the world record price for a sculpture sold at auction has been broken, with $18.1 million in 2002, and followed by Bird in Space for $27.5 million in 2005. Last year, the world record was broken yet again, when the Pointing Man sculpture, or L'Homme aux Doigts, by Alberto Giacometti sold for $141.3 million. The main thing you'll notice when dealing in sculpture is that there is simply much less of it around than other art forms. This can mean two things. It can be harder to source, and also harder to find a market for it, as it is a much more niche investment. However, on the upside, once you are familiar with the market, you'll find it much easier to buy and sell sculpture than you would, say, paintings or photography. If anything discussed in our podcast has piqued your interest, then you can find more information by visiting www.rareandvaluable.co.uk.